Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today we're going to talk all about the difference between reverse dieting and recovery dieting. And actually this is a great time for us to talk about it because I'm coming off of my show into my reversing. And we're going to talk about the difference between the two, how I usually do more of a recovery diet without knowing it was called a recovery diet, to be honest. And Danica actually does more of a stricter reverse diet. But before we get into that, let's check in and see how you're doing. So Danica, how are you doing today?
Doing good. It's Friday, which is great. My tummy's a little upset and I don't know why. What else happened today? I fell walking up the stairs this morning. It's funny. I was trying to get everything together and I quickly ran into the garage, and as I was going, I missed a step and I slammed down on the ground, and I turned around and sat for a second. I was like, okay, that wasn't cool. And then we finished. And then I saw a fox this morning. And it was great. It's been a great, yeah. I think, do you want to know what? I think that I drank too much coffee this morning. And either that or maybe I'm just anxious. I don't know. Or, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if I caught a flu. Now would be an appropriate time for me to catch the flu.
Oh, no, don't say that.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. As I said before, I'm coming off of my show prep into my reverse. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually, it's our birthday week. It's a big week for us. Mike's birthday, my brother's birthday, then mine, every other day pretty much this week. So it's a good week to have a reverse.
That is a good week to end a prep on.
So I'll touch base a little bit about the show. I placed 7th, which is actually the worst I've ever placed, but I think I looked pretty good. I just don't know if I nailed my posing. I didn't stand out enough, and that's, you know, the biggest thing when you have 15 to 30 seconds to do it in NPC. You got to stand out, and I didn't do my job on that part, so I need to be better at that and make it happen, and yeah. That's about it. I did something funny though. They were doing the call-outs and they do it by order, and I was saying they were one whatever. I was 105. I was 205, and the girl in front of me was called 204, and I thought I was gonna get called next because of the way that Andrew and Kenny were looking, and I was waiting for 205, and they didn't call me. I went to step 4, and I was like, oh, never mind. Whoopsies.
How'd you feel the other girls were?
To be honest, I have no feelings and I have no idea what they look like because I wasn't able to see the pictures of the first call outs or the girls. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter either. It's just, it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I didn't do my job. Right. So I will reassess and come back later better and keep working my poses and maybe get a little leaner. I was happy that my weight stayed where I wanted it to. I didn't go lower, which was something I was worried about before. So that was nice. And yeah, we'll just kind of move forward from there. And that's what we'll talk about today, is how to kind of move forward from after show.
I like it. How does it feel? Because you've been in prep for a while.
It feels good to be, back to quote unquote normal. And we'll talk about what that means for me a little bit. But the thing I don't like about not being in prep is I'm not as organized, and I kind of shoot off at the hip for my food plan, and that's not always the best for me because then I don't get the food in enough. We've talked about it before. I just kind of grab what's the easiest thing, and I'm not eating enough protein or something like that. So I like to still be on a plan of some sort. So today we're going to talk about what the difference is between being on a strict plan and what's kind of being more, how would you say, just going with your gut, literally. So, okay, so let's start here. Let's talk about the difference between a recovery diet and reverse diet. So most of us know what a reverse diet is. It is when you slowly start to add different foods in. It could be things that you haven't had before, but mostly it's just slowly increasing the macros. Whether you start with 10 grams of carbs for the week after your show, bringing your calories back to where they were probably the week before peak week. You could do maybe on peak week, depends on what your peak week's like. But basically you're adding small amounts of macros back in, and you can vary it from week to week, or you can add an X amount. It's basically what works best for you and your body type and what you and your coach have maybe liked before. Along with that is you are probably slowly decreasing cardio. It was probably where it was, but now you are just slowly bringing it down, maybe cutting 5 minutes each day or a full session, whatever it is best for you. Now, a recovery diet is something that I do a little bit more of. Danica does a little bit more of the reverse, which we'll talk about in a second. But the recovery diet is thought of as this. You pretty much the week after your show, you were adding more food in faster. And the goal of this is to bring your body fat up higher and faster, with your calories being up higher and faster. An easy number to kind of think about this is bringing your macros back to what your maintenance was before your peak week. Now, not your maintenance that you would have in your normal everyday life, but your maintenance that you were doing during that, during your prep. So if you're someone who doesn't do maintenance calories or something like that, you could think of it maybe as bringing your food up to a refeed. So let's say your refeed was just for round numbers, 300 calories, because they do recommend between 400 calories and maybe even 600 calories for an increase in your week after your show. So let's just say, I guess I'll say 400, make it easy. So you can take those 400 calories, add it to each day. So not just one day, but each day. So every day would be your new maintenance. Again, this isn't your maintenance that you had before when you were your pre-stage weight. This is what your maintenance was at your recent time of your prep. The goal of this is to increase those calories so that mentally you are more satisfied and your hunger cues start to come down, so that you don't feel like you're missing out on food. So the good thing about this is that it's a control that is able to add that food in a little bit more faster than someone who may not be good at adding food in slowly or has a issue with the slow adding of food because they feel they need to eat more food. And I want to make sure that people know that it's still a measured process. This isn't just going ham on anything. Even though I guess technically you could do that too, but you're definitely going to want to rein it in a little bit. Does that make sense? Did I explain it clearly?
It does. So, and it's just looking at the calories and not looking, would you divide it into what macros you're increasing, or is it just calorically?
I think it could go either way, but because you're going to be tracking anyway, I think it probably is smart to add it to carbs and fats, which is something that mentally you're probably going to want more of when you're coming off of show, and it's things that probably are lower. So I would divide that into carbs and fats and then go from there, because most people aren't going to go ham on protein, right? I mean, we're not all eating just chicken any more than we need to, personally.
Like accept and internalize the changes, longer. When I think when it happens really fast, your mental being doesn't catch up with it. Does that make sense? So like they don't align at the same rate. So I think with this way, your mental like acceptance of it and your body like aligns at the same time, so that it's not like a, oh, but shit, I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. I think that both are clearly applicable for the process. Like they both are going to achieve the same goal. I think that people really need to recognize how what is the best way for them. The same with like counting macros or being on a meal plan or like everybody is very individual, that they, my question would be, can you switch it at any time? So say this is somebody's first go ahead doing it post show, and they decide to do reverse diet, and then they realize that they're having these cravings and they're freaking out and they want to binge, and would that be an appropriate time for a coach to suggest that maybe we try in this method, and is it okay to go back and forth? And I know we've visited this before, like at what point can you no longer reverse diet, or is reverse diet, do you screw your reverse diet up if like you don't follow it to a T the first 2 weeks? So yeah, I'd be interested to know, like, can you weave in and out of it? But my concern would be if weaving in and out of it, is it good for you physically and at the same time mentally? I think a lot of the reverse dieting is really aligning the two, right? Like knowing like where your mental being is at, how you're gonna focus on it. 'Cause a lot of girls and guys, I guess, when you start to begin this process of talking about it with your coach, your mind says one thing like, yeah, I got this, because you're in prep mode, right? Like everything's structured, everything's organized. I got this, I'm gonna reverse diet like a fucking champ. And then it happens. So are you capable of going back and forth between the two?
Yeah, I 100% think that you can go back and forth between two. Let's say you start with binging after your show because you're not okay with the fact that you're, still on a reverse plan that's close to what you were before, but you had a couple of cheat meals. So I think it's a great time to add those extra calories in. And I think this is a good time if you're, let's say you go too far. And you're not listening to those 400 calories or whatever, that you bring it back down again and do more maybe of a reverse plan from there. The key thing is being able to feel comfortable with eating more food again while you see more body fat coming on. And those two things are two mental things that a lot of people have to work with. And there's eating problems, eating disorders because of this, and it's putting those two together after a show is something that's, huge. You've talked about it a lot before. We've had people on here before. The food can't be what fulfills you, and being too lean or being stage lean all the time can't be something that defines you either. And I shouldn't say can't, I should say shouldn't be what defines you.
Which I, that's like a huge thing for, I would say, the majority of people who dive into this world. Pre and like before too. Like I think that a good question for a coach to ask and for a person thinking about it is, what does food mean to me right now? What do I want food to mean to me after? Like, do I want that relationship to stay the same? During, like before, during, after.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I think that we don't talk about the after part as much as we should when it comes to how we feel about food. We talk a lot about maybe what it has been in the past and then during. So I think that's a good point.
Anna, this is a kind of a side tangent. I was listening to a podcast from this doctor who he's a cardiologist and he did a lot of open heart surgeries and he worked with a lot of biometric patients and he realized that a lot of what he was doing was putting a band-aid on things and he didn't like it because they would just come back. And then he decided to switch over into like food as fuel for your body and if I put my patients on this like kind of diet regimen emotionally, physically, how is it going to change them and are they going to want to change if I'm shifting their physiological makeup and I'm shifting their relationship with food and then their longevity is increasing. So he went into more functional medicine and then he found, which I found fascinating for him to say, that way back when we only, like humans only ate fruit, like, you know, the hunger colors of the world are like the bright reds and oranges and purples. And like, that is what, those are like hunger triggers in our minds, which all fruit is like that. But fruit only comes like during summer season and it's to prep us to gain fat to store for winter time. So like way back when we did that, but nowadays we can literally eat and store fat for the winter that's never coming because we get it from like chili. Isn't that crazy?
Science.
That's like my side tangent, but I thought, like, holy shit, we as like a country and then as a society, like, yeah, sure, we've developed and everything, but man, if we just went back to basics. I like both of those methods though, and I do think that they you really need to have good communication as a competitor, as a coach, like relationship. You need to be able to openly communicate about the process and what works for you, and trust your coach. Like, I think that an important key part is really understanding yourself, like, how is it going to work for me, and being okay with that. Because I could totally, there's a big part of me that's like, well, Jesus fucking Christ, why can't I want to just be like Christy and just like get right to it. But I also know that just doesn't work for me. Like, it just doesn't. So whatever way you choose, like, to confidently go at it, you need to like be confident in that choice and communicate that with your coach too.
A 100%. I mean, none of us get out of this alive, right? So we all have to have someone to support us, and being honest with yourself is part of it, and being open to being your own guinea pig and experiment is great, but it's also to have someone to have you, like, as a governor to help support you and be like, okay, is this what's really happening? And honestly, why do we do half the stuff that we do?
I think that another thing to quickly add to it is understanding your lifestyle as well, because that plays a huge role. Like, if I've had a couple of clients who they really miss, like, they what fed their soul was like going out with their friends and socializing, and they really want to be able to just enjoy time with like friends and family out and eating out. Like, that was something that they wanted to do. So if that brings them happiness and that's something that they want to add back in, that should be considered in what type of like post show you do.
100% agree. So, what is one thing that you are thankful for today?
I'm thankful for my ability to do stuff without having a sidekick to help me, aka my husband, because I, even though I don't give myself a lot of credit, I've done a lot of stuff this past week that should be like things you do with your partner. I'm like, with this, I have a time limit. So yeah, I'm thankful for my ability to do that. And the internet, man, if I didn't have email.
And mine will be the exact opposite. I was able to get a lot done this week because Mike was on vacation, so I was able to get more of the cleaning stuff that I've been wanting to do, and he was able to distract Belle while I did him. So mine is to have a partner at the house with me because I don't always have that.
Love it. Kudos to partner.
All right, if you have any other questions about reverse versus recovery, then you can reach us at championchat360 at gmail.com and follow us at championchat360 on Instagram. We hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Bye,
Bye.
guys.
And if you're looking for any core nutritional supplements, you can use my code for a discount. It is Christy, KRISTYL, no spaces. That is KRISTYL, no spaces for all your core supplement wants and needs. Hope you have a great day. Later.